It must be capable of a maximum ground speed of 20 miles an hour or less. It cannot weigh more gross weight of 1,375 pounds, and it cannot transport more than 8 persons that it's designed. So not because you can stack 8 people on it, that it's right. actually designed to carry 8 people.
Welcome to the Inside Perry Podcast, where you get an inside look at Perry, Georgia's local government. We're glad you chose Perry, where people make the difference. Whether you stay a few hours or a lifetime, your time in Perry will be rewarding and unforgettable. I'm Tabitha Clark, Communications Manager for the City of Perry. This week, we're talking about PTVs. This is also known as Personal Transportation Vehicle and Golf Carts, with Chief of Police Alan Everidge. Welcome to the Inside Perry Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about some new regulations and operational procedures that you need to know about what's called personal transportation vehicles, or otherwise known as PTVs and known as golf carts. So many of the public streets in the city of Perry are designated for a traffic flow of 25 miles an hour or less. So in an effort to provide the use and operation of these PTVs, or personal transportation vehicles, Mayor and Council approved an ordinance that allows PTVs to safely and legally operate within authorized streets within the city of Perry city limits. So today I have Chief of Police Alan Everidge here with me to discuss a little bit about what's going on, why we're doing this, and how to register your PTV and make sure that you're operating it safely and legally on city streets, which includes neighborhoods. So welcome, Chief Everidge, to the Inside Perry Podcast. So let's get started. So what exactly is a personal transportation vehicle, or more affectionately known as PTV?
Well, when we talk about PTVs, the state defines a PTV as it must have four wheels, it must be capable of a maximum ground speed of 20 miles an hour or less, it cannot weigh more gross weight of 1,375 pounds, and it cannot transport more than 8 persons that it's designed. So not because you can stack 8 people on it, that it's right. actually designed to carry 8 people.
So we talk about earlier about authorized streets. What does an authorized street look like?
The state of Georgia defines for PTVs to be on the roads in the state of Georgia, the street must not have a speed limit greater than 25 miles per hour. So if you're looking at in the community, downtown is now 25 miles an hour. Carroll Street, Jernigan Street, Ball Street, Washington Street, and then, of course, areas like Tucker Road, Duncan Avenue, those are all 25 miles an hour streets, and they are legal to operate a PTV. Now, it cannot be operated on the state route. Macon Road is a state route. Courtney Hodges is a state route. Sam Nunn Boulevard is a state route. All of those streets have greater than 25 miles an hour, but they're part of the state highway system, and they cannot be used. We mentioned downtown a minute ago. Commerce Street, as it comes up from Courtney Hodges to intersect with Macon Road, those are state routes. It is in downtown, but it does not have a 25-mile-an-hour limit, and the PTVs cannot be directly on those.
You know, that can get confusing, of course. We both understand that completely. So if you visit our website, we have a page that is completely dedicated to the PTV, personal transportation vehicle registration information. So if you look on the left-hand side, you'll see a link to where it says authorized streets. And we've actually, on a map, color-coded designated what those streets are. So that way you can kind of visualize it and see what is legal to drive on and what is not. So, Chief Everidge, so we're going to get a lot of questions. Why create these regulations for PTVs now?
State of Georgia passed a law that allowed for PTVs to be on the road. It did not make it a blanket law that says you're legal. So we've had people driving PTVs on city streets, and it's not been legal against state law. The state law required that each municipal government, if they chose to allow this in their community, had to pass an ordinance, and they set a minimum standard for what that ordinance must entail. So we are trying to make sure that our citizens have access to use a PTV if they wish to do so, but we also must make sure it's legal and to fall under state law. So that's why this ordinance was written, so the PTVs could be legally on the road, but at the same time that there are some standards in there to keep everyone safe.
Right. So we get, I know your department gets a lot of concerned people talking about children driving these PTVs, golf carts, things like that. So who can actually legally drive a PTV on city streets?
You must possess a valid driver's license. You must be 16 years of age or older. A learner's license is not permitted. You must have a valid driver's license. Now, you could have someone younger riding with a 16-year-old, but you cannot allow someone under the age of 16 or anyone who does not have a valid license to operate a PTV.
And that's including neighborhoods, because those are city streets as well, correct?
That is correct.
In this process, so we've identified the authorized streets. So what does a PTV need to have to be legal and safe on the road?
So the registration of a PTV, we're looking at headlights, tail lights, brake lights, turn signals, either a slow-moving vehicle triangle on the back or a blinking LED-type light to the rear that you can be seen. It also requires a reflectors or reflective tape on the sides so you can be seen as you drive down the road at night. We do not require seat belts. But if you're under the age, 6 or younger, there must be a child restraint device in there. You cannot hold a child if somebody was to get turn it over and secure that child. So we're trying to look after everybody's safety in that. You got to have liability insurance on it. You must have proof of that. Your local agent that you deal with, you know, will be glad to provide you a copy of that. You must have a valid license, and you must have the safety equipment that's required.
Basically, we need to remember that it's the same as a motor vehicle.
That is correct. You know, you can be charged on a PTV, because I had this question recently, mm-hmm. with DUI. You can be charged with driving with a suspended license or running a stop sign or a red light. So every law that you would have to abide by as a driver in a traditional motor vehicle applies to the PTV. The specialization to the PTV is that you can't drive but on certain streets where a motor vehicle is anywhere is open, safe road in Georgia.
So let's talk about a little bit about the registration process. So why even register the PTVs? Why is that important?
Well, first of all, the registration is designed to do two things. Number one, we need to make sure that these vehicles are safe to be on the road and they meet the requirements. There's not a fee for the registration. It allows us to inspect them and make sure you have all the criteria so you're not driving down the street and somebody stops you and say, hey, you don't have X, Y, or Z on your cart, and you're liable for that, whether that be a citation or not. Our goal is to make sure the PTVs that are on the road are safe, meet the requirements of the ordinance, and keep you safe so you can enjoy your time on there. We will come to your house. We're working out times to do appointments and actually come to your home and do their inspection if you live in the city limits of Perry. Eventually, we'd like to have some group days where we may set up at a local park and allow people to bring them there and let us check them. If for some reason or other we come and do an inspection and your cart is not 100% in compliance, no, we're not going to give you an inspection sticker saying you are, but it's not a major issue. We'll tell you what you need to do to get it in compliance. You call us back when you think you're ready. We'll be glad to check it again. There's no extra fee. There's no fee to begin with. And there's nothing but a little bit of time for us, and we're here to serve the citizens.
So we've given a lot of information on these new PTV registration and operational procedures. So, again, you can see all of this information, including making an appointment online for the Perry Police Department to come to your home at perry-ga.gov. You can find it under the Police Department heading, or you can go straight to the address, which is perry-ga.gov/PTV. So, Chief Edwards, one more time, let's just reiterate the safety of a PTV, especially if you're going to operate it on a city road.
You must operate on streets with a 25 mile an hour or less. It cannot be on a state route. You cannot have more people on it than the vehicle is designed to carry. Up to 8. Again, it does not mean you can stack them on there to get 8. If it's designed to carry 4, then 4 is all you can transport. You must have a valid license. The vehicle must be covered by liability insurance. The vehicle must have hip restraints or handholds. If you're 6, 6 and under, then is a seatbelt or safety restraints required? You must have a reverse warning device, and I didn't mention that earlier. But when you put it in reverse, most of these PTVs come with that little beeping sound. It's just to try to let folks know that you're backing up. We require headlights and tail lights. Of course, the reflectors on the side. Again, we didn't mention the horn. There's a horns requirement, just like it is in your car. And then on the rear, either a slow-moving emblem or an amber strobe light, as well as a rearview mirror. And then, of course, drive by the rules of the road.
Chief Everidge, thank you for joining us. And if you as the listener have more questions, you can either visit our website at perry-ga.gov/PTV or give the Perry Police Department a call at 478-988-2800, and all of that will be in the show notes. So thank you, Chief Everidge, for joining me.
Thank you. It was our pleasure. It's our pleasure to serve the citizens of Perry.
You can learn more about PTV registration and operational information on the city's website at perry-ga.gov under the Public Safety heading. Thanks for listening to Inside Perry, your inside look at Perry's local government. Take a look at the show notes for more information about today's episode. If you like Inside Perry, we encourage you to subscribe and share the podcast with your friends and family. We look forward to seeing you around in our amazing community where Georgia comes together.